USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
No regrets. However, President Biden did clarify that his remarks from Saturday that his Russian counterpart cannot remain in power was his personal opinion and not an official policy calling for a regime change in Russia.
I was expressing the moral outrage that I feel, and I make no apologies for it.
Biden made the remarks during his address in Poland as he was rallying support for Ukraine. Meantime, Ukrainian forces have claimed to have retaken a suburb of Kyiv and an eastern town from Russian forces. It comes ahead of talks to be held in Istanbul. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said his country is prepared to declare its neutrality and is open to compromise on the fate of the Donbas region. Wall Street closed higher on Monday, though the price of crude oil fell sharply. The Dow was up 95 points. The NASDAQ was up 186 points. The S&P 500 gained 32. This is USA Radio News.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free, 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490.
Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Again, 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490 today.
Or at SwissAmerica.com.